This podcast is sponsored by Kinexys Recruit, Ireland's leading digital recruitment agency. Whether you're looking to reach top talent, considering a career switch, or in need of guidance on the ever-changing talent landscape, partnering with Kinexys is a no-brainer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first solo interview. Can you say that? I don't know, because I'm sort of interviewing myself today. So this is the first of its kind. For the interview expert, I'm sure it'll be one of many, but as you great listeners already know, I tend to interview experts, but today it's just going to be me, so I hope that's okay with you. This is called 1 month, 10 rules, one dream job, and essentially it's the journey I took from beginning to end. On how I got the job that I wanted and the time frame that I wanted. Because if you are listening to this, you're probably in the middle of an interview process, or you're thinking about maybe leaving your current job. And the best way of finding a new one is to find it efficiently. So there will be an offer at the end of this short enough podcast. So I just wanted to make that clear from the beginning. And it is in regards to our new e-learning platform that we've launched in the last few weeks called Mastering Interviews with Confidence. We've had a great uptake on job seekers that have joined the platform, and we had a fantastic review this week from a guy called Ricky Drohan. I'd like to congratulate Ricky on his new job. Owen's e-learning platform was a game changer for my job search. Just 2 weeks after joining, I landed my dream role. Wow, Ricky, massive congratulations. And that's what it's all about. That's what I want from my clients. And there's nothing better than reading a review like that, a five-star review on Google. So, yeah, that's the luck, Ricky, in your new role. And for your listeners, that's what I want for you too. So, as I said, these are all the aspect of my job interview preparation process that I needed to get right to secure the job that I wanted. And I'll set the scene for you a little bit. So those of you who know me well probably know that I suffer from severe anxiety. So the situation I'm about to explain to you is quite an anxious one. But the good news is I got the result I wanted from the situation I was in. So I was made redundant, second lockdown, second baby was just about to arrive, me along with 1,000 other people in my business, and was suddenly back out on the job market, probably worst time to be out on the job market during the year from a recruitment perspective. Anxiety was setting in, to say the least, and I was, panic attacks, everything. I didn't know what to do. Like everyone, a job is important for your lifestyle, for your family, for yourself, whatever your situation is. It's not everything, but it is something. So it's important to have one. That was the situation I was in, unfortunately. So I kind of said to myself, right, what do I need to do to get ahead, beat the competition? And I always say to anyone or any client that I have, and anyone who's joined the platform recently, that, you know, an interview process is a very selfish one. I would always only think about number one and forget your competition. You have no power over your competition. So I set about putting 10 different aspects of the interview process together. And once I put them all together, it's like a jigsaw. I got the job that I wanted within 30 days, which was amazing. So the first thing I said to myself, well, I need to wear the right thing. So you might think that that's quite obvious, but depending on the business that you're interviewing with, whether it be in the public sector, private sector, they're going to have a certain style in the office. And I would say, kind of said to myself, right, it's better to be overdressed than underdressed. If you're interviewing at maybe one of the tech firms, for example, probably being underdressed is fine, but most other companies, you're better to be overdressed. If you're unsure, ask your recruiter. And that's what I did. And also look at the LinkedIn profiles of current employees as well. You'll see if they tend to be corporate or not on a LinkedIn profile. You should get a sense of it then. So what you wear is the first thing. Second thing is to actually understand the recruitment process. So really, you know, ask your recruiter at the beginning how many rounds there are, how long it will take, and who will you be meeting? So you can go on and check their LinkedIn profile. These days, it is seen as being proactive if you actually go onto someone's LinkedIn profile and check them out, because you could have gone to the same school as them. You could have been in the same business. And they're all great things to bring to your interview to build rapport from the beginning. And why should you ask these questions? And why did I ask these questions? Well, it sets your expectations. Your motivation doesn't dip when there's six or seven rounds. You know that there's six or seven rounds from the beginning. It enables you to tell your approach, and it increases your chances for success. And to really understand that recruitment process, I'll give you a sort of blueprint of how my recruitment process went. And every company is different. And depending on how senior you are or how junior you are, depends on the length and the number of rounds. So I applied online through LinkedIn. I then actually reached out directly to the hiring manager as an introduction. I worked out who that person was and sent an intro email through LinkedIn, just saying that I applied to the role, very interested, keen to meet you. And straight away, the connection was made. The hiring manager connected with me and came back to me and said, thank you for applying, Owen. Hopefully, I'm looking forward to meeting you at some stage in the interview process. So you've immediately, and I immediately, am more visible to the business by doing that. And that's up to you to do that. That's what I do. I have no problem, and never have, of networking and introducing myself to anyone if it means that it will give me and get me ahead. And my LinkedIn profile was actually assessed, not my CV. So shows you how important your LinkedIn profile is. And the recruiter assessed that, reached out to me, did a phone interview with me for about 20 minutes. I remember the guy, he was actually a really great recruiter. I'm still in contact with him. Built a great relationship with him over the interview process, which is important because the recruiter is part of that interview process. And then the first round interview was with the hiring manager that I had already reached out to, which was great. So I met her, and that went well. I did a second round with a peer of mine. And then as a third round, I did an interview with someone from the leadership team. And as a fourth round, there was a HR interview. So as I said, that was my interview process. Yours may be different, but I knew that from the beginning because I'd asked the recruiter at the beginning and they set my expectations. Then I was offered a job, verbally offered. So at this point, I did not cancel any other interviews that I had. I've made that mistake before, so I don't want you to make the same mistake. So make sure when you have your job offer, it is a good lead. It's not a, you haven't got the job yet until you sign that contract on your first day. So do not cancel any other interviews elsewhere. A reference check was done, so they went through my CV and wanted to double check that I had worked at the companies that I worked at for the time that I worked there. And it was just an email. So references these days usually are just a background check. It's rare that there's actually a reference check on how Owen was to work with. They're very subjective due to GDPR these days. Most of the time, it's just an email. You can get some companies that will give previous employers a call and say, can you give me an off-the-record reference for Owen? Very rare. And then I accepted the role. I signed my offer. I then got my phone, my laptop. Very exciting. Day one of my new job. So that was my recruitment process. But I knew, and you know, I knew what it was like from the beginning. So I want you to too. So make sure you understand it, because it's really affects your body language, your tone of voice, your motivation if you don't understand it, and there's round after round of interviews. The next part of the equation, the third part of my interview process, was to make sure that I was tailoring my CV for each position. So my technique is that when I see a job that I'm interested in, I take a breath, I go home, I tailor my CV to the position from the job spec, and then I send it across and apply with that CV. This is a proven method of increasing conversion rates from applying to interview. And I would advise you to do that too. And make sure, you know, your CV is simple, 2 pages. There is a myth out there that a CV should be 2 pages. It's not a myth, it's the reality. I worked with a lot of hiring managers and I heard a lot of people myself. And you don't have to leave it on 2 pages. So no matter how much experience you have, only keep it to 2 pages. Include achievement, projects, any award recognition, get it on there, because that makes it unique to someone else. And what I did with my CV. And then the fourth part was to make sure my LinkedIn profile was optimized. This is maybe obvious to some people, but if you don't have a LinkedIn profile, get one. You are being assessed on your LinkedIn profile by recruiters going on your profile. Make sure that you network in your area of expertise and check your settings are correct, that everyone can see your profile as well. So yeah, rocking your LinkedIn profile is so important, and use my LinkedIn profile as a blueprint if you want. Absolutely no issue there. Please use it if it helps. And then I mastered the STAR method. So most of you probably that are listening to this have heard this before. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in, what background you have, this is what you need to do well to answer, or to answer with impactful answers in your interview. So the situation, task, the action, and the results. If you can answer a question like that in an interview and structure it that way, your answers will be 10 times better than just telling them what you've done. They already know what you've done. They've seen your CV. So this is something I always talk to my clients about. And when I was in an interview myself, I had to master it also. If you are doing a online interview, use it to your advantage. Get the word STAR, write it on a post-it note beside on the screen somewhere. Your interviewers won't see it, but they'll remind you to use the STAR method because nerves take over, etc. And you can forget. But I can guarantee you that the interviewer wants you to back up your answer with an example. And if you use a STAR, you will be in good stead for an offer. And then I practiced makes progress, the STAR method. I asked myself questions like, how do you handle a challenge? What type of leader am I? Give an example of a goal you reached and tell me about how you achieved it. These are the questions that you're going to get in interview. Practice makes progress, right? So interview etiquette then, you know, etiquette in interview is really important to this day, and it's really important to make a good impression by nailing the basics. So I didn't stay up late the night before. I didn't spray, you know, Lynx Africa all over me and go smelling overpowerly into an interview. I didn't arrive too early. I arrived 10 to 15 minutes early. I went up in the lift because I had to get a pass for my face-to-face interviews. And then I didn't check social media the day of my interview. I literally turned off my phone. Social media can set you off on the wrong mindset for the day, and even WhatsApp and things. So my advice would be to do the same. I joined 2 minutes before my virtual interviews that I had. I had made sure that I downloaded the right software the night before. And when I was in face-to-face as well, I was really nice to receptionists because actually they are part of the interview process. If you're rude in any way to a receptionist, that will get back to the hiring team and it'll be an absolute no for progressing in the interview. Then I made sure that I followed up after the interview with a follow-up email to say, nice to meet you, looking forward to potential next steps. And I hadn't heard from this particular company in a couple of weeks. So I sent a follow-up email to say, look, just checking in, just wondering if there's any feedback on my position. And it turned out the recruiter was just out sick, and that's why he didn't come back. So, you know, that's a good enough reason not to come back to someone, right? So, yeah, I followed up, came back. I obviously got the job eventually, but that's the reason why he didn't come back to me with feedback. He had it. He was just sick. I then progressed. And during that period as well, I did a mock interview with someone actually quite close to me. And that was really to practice and prepare and build my confidence. I saw it as a really great learning experience, and I did feel it would help with nerves and anxiety. If you join the platform, Mastering Interviews with Confidence, there's an option to do a mock interview with me. And my advice would be is to do it the day before or the day of the interview. I'll give you all the feedback live on the call. You can critique then the answers that you gave me. So you won't make the same mistakes in the actual interview. It's really, really effective. And it was really, really effective for me. And also, I suppose during the interview process, there's a few things that you can control and there's a few things that you can't. So it's good to understand that from the beginning. So I suppose what was in my control was punctuality. I was always on time, made sure that I downloaded the software the night before, or I had checked the buses or the Dart or wherever. However, I got into the face-to-face interview that I was on time. My responses, so using the STAR method, preparing well. I was in control of the follow-up that I sent. I was also in control, as I mentioned earlier, of what I wear. My mindset was in my control because I didn't check social media. I didn't have a ridiculous amount of coffee the day of the interview, which can be bad to do sometimes. Some coffee is good, a lot is not good. And then I prepared well. And that's all really you can do in your interview process to keep, that's in your control. And what's out of my control are unexpected events. So if, for example, the recruiter getting sick and not coming back to me with feedback was an unexpected event, but I have no control over that. So, but I didn't let it affect my motivation that I wasn't hearing back. I had to interview elsewhere and I had to keep that motivation up. The competition, you just have no control over your competition. And I would say to you that all companies hire the most prepared candidate. They don't necessarily hire the most qualified one. And that is, I mean, I didn't know who my competition was with this particular role. I could have beaten the other candidates that were more qualified than me because I prepared well. And I clearly prepared well because I was offered the role and took it. So interviewer's mood, you might get an interviewer who's done 10 interviews that week. And the last thing you want to do is interview you, but that's that can be a red flag as well if that happens. But if they're in a bad mood, it doesn't mean you obviously are going to emulate their body language or their tone of voice or the fact that they're frowning. You are the candidate. You need to come across in a positive way, be smiling, and execute a really good interview. Interviewer's mood. You just have no power over that. Sometimes they may have not slept the night before or whatever it is. And then company policies is out of your control, really. And how many rounds there are, how many people you're going to meet, how the interview is structured, you just have no control over that. You just kind of have to roll with the punches. So that is how I turned my interview process into the job that I wanted within 30 days. And it's possible to get a job quicker, like our friend Ricky, who got a job within 2 weeks of joining the platform. There'll be a link to a few more details on the platform below on this podcast. But that's essentially how I got to the job that I wanted. So I hope you got something from it. And best of luck in your next interview. If you want to contact me at all, you can do it through the website, youarehired.ie. And thanks for listening, and I will see you on the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to The Interview Expert. I'm your host, Owen Murray. And if you are interested in joining our Mastering Interviews with Confidence platform to get you to your dream job quicker, reach out to me on the link below. Otherwise, I'll see you on the next episode.